Greater Lafayette has tremendous civic and business leaders who are rising up and working to help those who might be struggling during these uncertain times. In response to the current coronavirus crisis, every day at noon, we're taking a break from the music to highlight what these leaders are doing to keep our community bonds strong.
Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of the Q-munity, where we're looking for information and inspiration during the COVID-19 crisis going on. And we were supposed to speak with someone from Franciscan Health today. We, as I can imagine, or I can't even imagine what the healthcare industry must be like today. It's been difficult to try and connect. But we'll grab Sandy Howarth from Franciscan Health at some other time. Gina is here. Gina Quattrochi, who is I've given a tough time for being the queen of Tippecanoe County and being around here for forever. You've grown up your entire life here.
I have, yes.
And you did the news for how many years?
20 years.
20 years. Have you ever seen anything like this?
No. I've never seen anything quite like this. This is different. The only thing I can relate this to is September 11th. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I'll never forget September 11th, and I'll never forget covering that and how awful it was. And so this is the closest thing I can relate it to.
Tell about the similarities from that time.
Well, I think the whole, shock. People were in shock that it happened. I think people were in shock that this happened. I think that it took a minute to recognize and realize this is real, this is what's happening, and this is what we need to do. But then I think looking forward from this, people did their part on September 12th and on, and people are doing their part now. And I do think there is a very strong sense of community that comes from terrible things. And that's the silver lining, I think, in this. And after September 11th is we came together like no other, like only Americans can do. Mm-hmm. And I think that will happen here as well.
Doing what you're doing now on the radio is quite different than what you would do on television. If you were still doing television, what would you be looking for? What would you be doing and what would you be presenting?
Well, frankly, I think that people are tired of all of the bad. And the bad is part of the news. Just today, 3 more people in Indiana were confirmed dead from COVID-19. So bad is part of the news. That would be something I would have to do. But I think people are looking for hope. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what I would be looking for at this point. We know the facts. We know what we're supposed to do. We know we're supposed to stay home. We know we're supposed to wash our hands and keep things clean. I think we know the facts of this. I think now is the time where people are looking for the good things. And I would be looking for people helping out, people making a difference, people doing their part, whether it's checking in on, people that need assistance, the elderly, delivering meals, just any ray of hope, because that's what we need and that's what we lean on during these times.
You said, and much like we talk about inspiration and information, that's what we're here to provide. You said right before we started talking, there are so many places I feel like I need to support.
Yes, there's so many, and I am a huge supporter. And my husband and I, when we dine out, we only dine at local establishments.
Sure.
And I feel like there are so many local establishments that are newer or haven't been around as long, or even if they have been around a long time, they're not getting rich doing what they're doing. And so we're trying to support them any way we can. And there's so many places to go. We mentioned Revolution Barbecue, a new place down on Main Street that absolutely needs our support.
I mean, they opened up the day the governor shut down.
Could it get any worse? But you know what? They made lemonade out of lemons.
Sure.
And they sold out their first day. So I think just trying to support those local places, Homestead in West Lafayette, Revolution Barbecue.
Where do you say you're going tonight? You're going to Hunter's
Pub. We're going
Pub.
To Hunter's. Yeah. My son wants wings. It's his birthday, and they've got great wings. And we've already gone to Walt's. We're trying to get to all the places. We've gone to Arnie's, the places we can get to.
Mm-hmm. It's your son's birthday today.
It is.
How do you celebrate his birthday when you can't really have friends over?
Yeah.
What are you planning on doing?
He's a pretty go-with-the-flow kid. As long as he can get outside and get a bat, a ball, and a glove in his hand, he'll be thrilled.
Okay.
And so I think it's going to be nice enough this afternoon that we're going to get out We're going to play some ball, play some catch. Yesterday was gorgeous. Uh-huh. You know, they got sunburns from being outside all day yesterday. So I think we'll just celebrate in that way. I couldn't get them a cake this year, so I'm making brownies. I couldn't get them balloons, so we are going to recycle whatever I can find in the house that looks kind of festive and celebrate it that way.
See, that sounds like fun.
It's fun. Yeah, we'll remember it.
Exactly. You know? Well, very nice. Well, enjoy your day. Tell them happy birthday from us. Thanks for hanging out just a little bit and talking to us about what's going on in the world, because it's a little bit different. And by the way, Gina's way over there.
We actually
have two different microphones.
Right.
She's got her microphone that you use every day. I have my microphone that I use every day. It's just a little precaution that we take. And there are wipes right outside the studio that I wipe everything down with.
Isn't it amazing, though? We sit here in the window on Main Street, and we used to see people, and we took that maybe for granted.
Yeah.
And now we're just very lonely.
Yeah, there's plenty of parking, and the mayor said they're not writing parking tickets anymore.
I asked
him about that.
I heard that.
Okay,
green light.
Good. Yeah, thank you. So feel free to park out here for 7 hours if you like.
Will do.
Welcome to, this has been another edition of The Community with Gina Quattrocci. It's Q1067.